That's about it.
It's quite a lot of traveling.
I loved it all, too.
How did you get to do so much traveling?
Well, it's because I never married and had a wife and children to support. That's really at the bottom of it, besides which I loved it.
Tell me, you've been pretty active in this community, I suppose.
Oh, yes, I've been secretary of this, treasurer of that, chairman of this, ever since I was about 18 years old, say about 19, no, a little older than that, about 1905.
Uh-huh.
And I've been chairman of the board of trustees of the YMCA, or a director, for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, at one time or another, I've been on the boards of the Red Cross, the Boy Scouts. What else? Let's see. I've been an astronaut in the First Presbyterian Church for 62 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have been treasurer of the Sunday school there for 56 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's most of it.
Uh-huh. Tell me some about your parents. Where they were born and...
My father came here from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandfather did about 1852. And, well, father was a boy, came along with him at the time. Yeah. And mother's family were local people, lived out in the county. Her mother was and her father came down the river from Mansfield or Manchester, Ohio, about 51, something like that. Don't know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I often wondered what his position, his status was during the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
Because anybody who lived north of the Mason-Dixon line was to us a Yankee.
Uh-huh.
But evidently, he was avowedly a supporter of the Confederate cause, because I found a document headed Amnesty and Pardon, A-M-N-E-S-T, or Amnesty and Pardon,
mm-hmm.
signed by Andrew Johnson, President of the United States, setting forth that he was granted amnesty as a citizen of the Confederate States, and he was pardoned for it. I often wondered how he felt about his status here,
mm-hmm.
because on my mother's side, they'd been around here in Warren County for many years.